This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Fiscal challenges caused by non-negotiable third-party costs are putting a strain on Halliburton County's two-tier governance structure. That's why, at a recent special county council meeting, councillors chose to embark on a review of the affordability of the region's current governance. Gary Dyke, Halliburton County CAO, presented a report entitled Exploring the Future of Halliburton County, an Affordability and Governance Structure Study, which focused on the fiscal strain placed on the county and the resulting impacts on the tax levy and infrastructure budgets. Dyke told councillors legislated payments to external bodies take up more than 50% of the tax rate increases, which divert monies from local priorities including roads, bridges, emergency response, and permanent residents shoulder these costs. The County of Halliburton currently faces significant capital investment requirements of more than $70 million over the next 8 to 10 years for roads and large vehicle replacement. Meanwhile, Halliburton County's lower-tier municipalities face similar fiscal challenges. Dyke said current funding models in Halliburton's rural tourism-based economy do not meet the needs of the capital and operating realities. Dyke spoke to Canoe FM to explain the rationale of the review.
The whole principle of this study is making sure we're making a decision based on fact, right? This is what it costs us to do X. This is what costs us to do Y. Is there a better way to do that? And I think there is sufficient savings in an area, in any one of those areas, around how we operate. But I think it's our obligation to make sure what we're doing is working at best it can, because when you look down the road, to your point, in the crystal ball, I mean, the numbers aren't getting smaller, right? And we can't continue going back and saying, oh, it's just another 5%, just another 5%. And the analogy I've used before is, it's one thing to say, well, it's only another $40. Well, if you only have $37, $40 is too much, right? And we need to make sure we're aware of that as we're going forward. And that's why I think it's important to look at the numbers around what is our affordability quotient within the entire county. What is the household income? What post-tax income? Those type of things when you're looking about creating a stable economy or livable economy.
Dave Burton is warden of Halliburton County as well as mayor of Highlands East. He told Canoe FM that something had to be done to rein in costs while serving county residents and keeping tax increases low.
The review is, in my opinion, so important to both the county and the local municipalities. It's the study, I believe, will allow us to come up with different options that would help ensure the long-term financial position of the communities. The CAO and the treasurer provided different briefings to me and to council as part of the budget process when we were going through the budget process. So, and over the past number of months regarding the seriousness of our financial challenges we're facing here in Halliburton County.
At the special council meeting, members voted unanimously to hire the Eastern Ontario Regional Network, or EORN, to lead the study. The study, expected to cost $185,000, will include a public engagement element and is expected to be completed by July 31st. Burton says the timing for the release of the findings of the EORN review are critical in order to help candidates for the October election clarify their positions on the future of governance in Halliburton County.
We, council, considered the timing of the study's release, and I believe it was important to provide this information before the close of the municipal nomination period, just mainly so candidates, prospective candidates, and voters have sufficient time to review the findings and to make informed decisions and hopefully understand it.
Although not mentioned during the special meeting of County Council, there are whispers of two A words as possibilities for the county's future governance structure, those of amalgamation or annexation. Both Dyke and Burton say it's too early to draw conclusions about what changes could be coming to the county, but said they're pleased all councillors at the table saw the wisdom in conducting the review.
At this point, the only thing I think is an eventuality is that something needs to change, right? And so the purpose of the study, what are our goals from a service standpoint of what we're providing the community and the essential community? And then say, how are we doing it? And is that the best way to do it from a cost perspective and from a service perspective? And that's a balance council has put in. So we're looking at, it could be any number of things, of which up to and including amalgamation. But there are other areas that will be looked at, like centralization of certain services, right? Or consolidation of services. Or there are even, if you want to go really far afield, there are some different methodologies of two-tier or multi-tier governance elsewhere in the world, principally in the UK, where, yes, you have multi-tier governing bodies, but there's centralized administration for those bodies, right? So there's any number of things. So we haven't really, yeah, everybody's going to equate it to amalgamation, but it's only one of the aspects being looked at.
To me, it's way too early to say, Elizabeth. You know, I believe that the study should be completed before these decisions are made. There'll be clear evidence out there on our current situation and allow us to make informed decisions. The unanimous vote to undertake the review, you know, signals a shared understanding that there's significant financial pressures that exist both at the municipal and the county level. I'll use our budget process this past year. We started out about to do the wants and needs that the people want and deserve. We were up double digits, I think 14, before we started cutting. And I think most of the municipalities were in that same position. And, you know, we just couldn't have a 14% tax rate. So, you know, we did pare it down. But that's just kind of one of the positions we're in. We're doing this job for the province, and they don't seem to understand that we're in all this together, and they seem to make things, I'm going to say, more challenging, more difficult for us with some of the decisions they're making, and I'm not sure if partners should maybe act that way.
The EORN review will begin within the next couple of weeks, and the options provided for the county's future governance structure will be released July 31st. From there, the incoming county council, following the election, will choose which of the options provided they'll proceed with. Burton is optimistic that the new council will make the best decision of which option best serves the residents of Haliburton County for years to come.
We're just trying to understand all the options that are out there, and it's just, I believe, it's just better, we're trying better to create a better future for our community. No harm, no foul. I think the new council, they don't have to jump all over this right at the beginning. They can take a year and digest it and just see what they decide to do with all the different options that I hope are on the table. Murray said that at the meeting there, like how bad things were out there or are out there. And I think we were going backwards instead of forward financially.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.